This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 54 for Tuesday, June 4th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Happy Tuesday. I think it's more like thank God I'm home day.
It is nice.
Yeah. Although it's not like it's relaxing. We got home yesterday, started unpacking. My mom was here for our daughter's graduation, so you know we got home and we had company, although mom's easy.
Yeah.
She's also listening, so I have to say that. She's downstairs. She'll come up and strangle me. Lindsay's got finals. Garrett started his new job. It's a
crazy week. Crazy week.
So. But at least we're sleeping in our own bed. I got to tell you, that's just heaven.
I think I'll be caught up by tomorrow, so.
You know, I don't know how people like our friend Mike, who travels all the time, like, how do you survive sleeping in different beds and hotels and
well, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to rush home to go to work. He is working while he's driving, so.
That's true. That's true. So. And he drives that funky big truck.
So. Right. Well, since it's Tuesday, that can only mean one thing.
It's not Sunday.
It's not Sunday, which means there was a Penn show this past weekend.
Woo!
But of course, that would be the 10th annual Triangle Penn show. Although most people just know it as Raleigh, Raleigh Penn show, which is in Cary, North Carolina. So
we just call it fun.
Yeah, it's a good show, and it almost didn't go this year, but very, very glad it did.
We always have a good time. Terry Mahorder puts on a great show. I mean, Columbus is huge. I don't know how that man does it. But Raleigh is run just as well, but I think it's just a little more casual or comfortable.
Yeah, that's his that's his warm-up.
or his relaxation.
I don't know about that, but yeah. That man works hard. He's one of the hardest working guys in the pen business. He really is. Yep. So, we left Thursday. I got off work early. I think it was, 6-ish?
When we left?
Yeah, something like that. There was some rain.
Yeah, for a little bit. It was really coming down hard.
Well, we chased. There was a front coming in, and we really chased it all the way down. In fact, we altered course. I forget where it was, but instead of, we had a couple of options. We could go further south and then head east, or we could just head east. And, we made the decision that it was better to go east right away. And then we'd avoid that whole front, I mean, it was close. It was always, you know, millimeters on the phone away.
Cause that makes sense.
But yeah, so, what about 1 o'clock? We pulled over. I don't remember where it was.
We pulled over around midnight and we set the alarm for 1:30 in the morning and we slept until 2:30. And part of me felt bad that we slept an extra hour because that means we get delayed for the arrival, but man, it was nice.
Yeah.
I never thought sleeping in the car would be so awesome. We got in around 1 p.m. and that's definitely later than normal for us. And people were starting to worry. We walked in and everybody was like, oh, my God, where have you been?
Well, the doors opened at, 10 for early weekends and 11 for the public, and we weren't there yet. And that was, you know, it was half a row.
Yeah.
That wasn't occupied.
Yeah, and we're hard to miss with the grid and all that. So and it was sweet. People were worried.
So we made it in, decent entrance there, right by the room. So that was quick. We got our stuff in. I think we set up pretty quick this time around.
And it was warm. The weather was hot. Great.
It was hot in the room. I remember I was uncomfortable.
But I mean, it was hot outside too.
Yeah.
It was a nice day.
Lots of people we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. I love it. There are some people we only see once a year.
Well, you know what surprised me was is we walk in and all of a sudden Pierce Jarvis comes up. And we haven't seen Pierce in I don't even remember when.
Year
DC?
And a half?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a year and a half. And he had cut off his hair.
Well, I think he had his hair cut off last time, which is why I didn't recognize him. I was looking for the big curly. Yeah,
Pierce is cool. He's a really cool guy. Oh, if you don't know Pierce, man, that and man.
You gotta love a Canadian accent.
Yeah. He's got some killer pens. Super fun to talk to.
There was a problem with the setup because Pierce was behind us. Presnell Wood was next to us and George Remakis was there. So that was just bad.
So George, I mean, you can spot George. George is awesome.
He's got to be like 7'2". I don't care what he says.
Yeah, I don't care what he says. You look at the tallest guy in the room and it's him.
And he's this big around.
Yeah, yeah. George was there.
Find a nicer guy.
Yeah, yeah. So who else? Sam Marshall, Martin Ferguson, Ross McKinney. Ross McKinney was there. I don't think we've seen him in a while.
Not since last year, I think.
And actually, I didn't see Ross until Sunday morning because I didn't get a chance to go down the aisle that he was right across from Ryan Cusack.
Right.
And I didn't get a chance to go down there until Sunday morning. So that was kind of cool to see him. And we talked about some, now of course he's the more pen guy.
Oh so yes, he is.
You want to know something about me? And we kind of had a good chuckle because, back in Long Island, which is March, for you people,
third weekend in March,
I picked up a modeled hard rubber Moore safety, super, super fine. And we had a good chuckle, and I said, listen, don't laugh, but you don't happen to have a modeled hard rubber Moore cap, do you? And he's like, no. He says, I got a whole bunch of barrels. So we had a good chuckle over that. So
let's see. Who else was there? Deb Kinney was there. Great to see Ryan, but we keep seeing – we're like stumbling over him all the time. I think he's stalking us. Awesome to see Ryan. Yeah. Pendleton was there. In fact, they drove up together. I would have loved – to have been in the car on the drive up. Tom Bailey drove up from Atlanta as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see him.
Who else? Scott Franklin was there, of course. He was right.
Scott and Jim.
Awesome to see those
right
guys.
Right at the end of us. That was great.
I wish we had a little more chance to chat because it was pretty busy all weekend long. We didn't get a chance
to.
I mean, I think first time I actually spoke with him was on Sunday.
Yeah. I think it was. Well, Jim comes over and, you know.
Harasses us.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, Rob Bader, let's not forget Rob Bader. Hard to forget Rob Bader. He was telling stories.
Oh, my God. He needs to write a book.
He does.
Life and Adventures of Rob Bader on the Road.
Yeah.
Because, man, does he have some – and they all start out like a bad bar joke. There was this guy in a store, and you just are waiting for the punchline.
Well, he had a great story about an auction recently that had 400 pens, and it was on some – it was not publicized. It was on a Sunday. The thing started at noon. They didn't touch a pen until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time 3 o'clock came, there was 4 people left at the auction, and they were all the pen people.
Awesome.
they bought – between the 4 of them, they bought all the pens. And he says he didn't pay more than like, you know, $40 for a Cardinal red – you know, Cardinal hard rubber Waterman 52 – 100-year Waterman, yeah. You know, 51s with cool caps. I mean, you know, that dude is just, you know, he works hard, but wow, does he get the deals. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Friday was just pretty busy, actually.
For Friday, I think we had really good traffic, which is in large part due to Terry and his promotion. We were in a smaller ballroom this year. So I think maybe it felt a little busier just because you had same people in a smaller space, but busy traffic. I think we ate lunch on the run, meaning or where did we eat lunch? Did we eat lunch? On the drive, maybe? I don't know.
I don't remember.
But we were busy. We didn't sit at all, and I was very pleased with the traffic. Sometimes if Friday's slow, you start to worry about Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Friday was good.
No, so and it's part due to it was a 7 p.m. close.
Yep.
And I know that makes for a long day, but
yes.
I really like some of these shows that are going till 7-8 at night. Dallas does that, and I think it's proven to be successful. Stay open a little later, allow people to get in there after dinner or what have you,
after
whatever
work.
They're doing with the family.
Yep.
Yep. And I think it works because, you know, you get people all the way up to the end, and then you look at your watch and you say, oh, well, it's, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Sweet. So
yeah.
But
no, it was good.
So we packed up and
went back to our hotel.
Yeah, which is about 8 minutes down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. We had awesome dinner. So here's part of the food. We're going to break up the food channel for now. We ordered, I got a big salad. I think it had chicken. I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
Well, we sat out on the patio. That was
gorgeous weather. And we got some steamed dumplings, which we both love. And there was this sauce, this dipping sauce. And you tasted it at first because, you know, you're never sure. And it was sort of a sweet sauce. Like, oh, this is pretty good. Dipped in. And then the heat hit you.
Yeah. I took the first dip and Lisa asked, she said, well, how's it? I'm like, oh, it's, yeah, no problem.
And yeah,
then, like, and then, the first bite, I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
It was spicy, but it was yummy. And we had a local beer from, was it the Triangle Brewery?
Yeah, it was something a like Triangle that. Golden brew. Yeah,
it was nice.
So
it helped with the dumpling sauce. I got a salad. It was huge. I couldn't even finish it.
Yeah, now that I think about it, we didn't have much to eat during the day because I had two glasses of the Triangle Golden, and man, did that hit me. But I think I had some pasta. It was just really a fabulous.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, sometimes hotel dinners are not, you know, they are what they are, but this was really good. I mean, yeah. I'd go to this if it was a regular restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a great waitress. It was just really the right way to end the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And beautiful then, sunset and everything. So.
Oh yeah. It was gorgeous outside on the patio. Let's see. Saturday, we got up early, had breakfast at the show hotel with some good friends.
Yep.
Talked some business. Had a great breakfast. I mean, it's really hard to beat the Embassy Suites buffet. Mm-hmm. You've got your cooked order omelets and the scrambled eggs. And was it Saturday that we walked behind Ron and he picked up some bacon and it was like half the thing in the
container?
Yeah,
yeah. There was like this, like a half a slab of pig. It was just this big. It's funny. He turns around and looks at me and goes, I like bacon, but
Not that much. Yeah. He just picked up one slice that was attached to like literally, what, 12 or 15 others?
Yeah, yeah. A dozen pieces of all connected together. So
it's awesome.
We did that.
Big helping of bacon.
Big helping of bacon. Yeah. I think I had a little too much. It was kind of salty. Yeah. Show for the day. I'm trying to think of anything really, really outstanding. It was busy.
Busy day.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah, lots of people.
What did I hear? I think I just heard today their traffic through the door was 600 people.
Terry announced it at the end of Sunday when they were doing the big grand door prizes, and it was the best attendance numbers ever in the history of the show.
And it was that small little room.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. But the traffic flowed pretty well. It didn't feel like it was too crowded or no. Claustrophobic, which means there it was fairly consistent. I don't recall any big lulls in the traffic.
Never.
Although Saturday started kind of slow.
I don't remember, actually.
I thought Saturday started a little slow and then picked up, or was that?
That was Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. It was, you know, after the first couple hours, it didn't matter because it was people all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and it was fun. Always fun to talk to, meet new people, talk with the people that are coming in. And
yep. There are some people we only see in Raleigh. So it's, you know, it's like a family reunion almost.
Right.
A lot of teenagers or preteens who we see once a year, you know, Janie and little Anna and, we've watched them grow up and suddenly, you know, I'm looking at like Janie and she's 12, but oh my God, they need to keep a leash on her. Not because
yes,
of
they
her,
do.
But she's beautiful. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. So, dinner, dinner was fun.
Yeah. So, We managed to coordinate dinner with the young George Romakis, and like I said, this guy's awesome. So we get to chat pens, and I don't normally bring pens to shows for show and tell. I don't know. It's
well, you and George had been planning this, so they each. It was fun to be kind of a little bit of an outsider because the two of you. I felt like you guys needed a private moment or something because the two of you each brought show and tell pens, and I don't know who was drooling more or who was more excited to see the other one's pens.
The first thing on Friday when he shows up, he's got this backpack, and it's jammed full of pens. He's got cases. He's got slaughter boxes. The first thing he does is he pulls out this bag, and it's, you know, what is that, a gallon-sized
bag?
Probably a
gallon baggie. It's big.
Hard rubber parts. Boom. Just
thrown in there, yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I know what was going through your mind. Ooh, I could take that home. Okay, so for those of you who support my point of view, it's a gallon baggie of tire pens. It's just like a tire exploded and they picked it up off the side of the road.
It was cool. I actually did get a chance to look at it, go through it on Saturday, but we'll get to that in a minute. But he had all sorts of cool stuff. He had a couple of solid gold Watermans. He had a 552 and a half V, which solid gold ring top, which was something else. I mean, I actually considered it for a while, but I had other plans. And now, of course, part of all this was George had seen two pens that I had picked up in Chicago.
And, you know, it's not nice to torture young men. It's just not.
Okay, so some of you may recall, I found two very, very, very early Waterman pens. One of them had a cracked cap, no nib, and the other one had no nib and no cap. But very early, and George looked at them, and his analysis was probably the first 10 years of the company. So, I mean, super early pens, and he just he couldn't take his eyes off him. And all weekend, he's like, so what do you think? You want to trade those? You know, and now George knows my weakness too. I'm not, you know, I have
and
a couple of those.
He knows how to exploit it.
He does. So, you know, I'm having fun on Friday. I'm like, no, you know, I brought these for show and tell. I don't ever sell pens from my collection.
It's bad when you make a young man cry.
It very rarely happens. So, and I decided I wanted to keep these two as the earliest Waterman pens I have at the time. And so I said, well, no, I'm just, you know, you can have a right of first refusal. If I ever decide to sell them, I'll contact you and we'll make some kind of deal. So, you know, and I kind of admit at first it was kind of fun just like, cause you know, you could see, man, he's thinking, he's like, well,
He wanted those.
What can I do? What can I do? And in fact, a couple of times he said, well, you know, what can I do? You know, you can just, you know, he was throwing stuff down. And I was kind of making jokes like, yeah, give me the solid. He had a Waterman 554.
Just
with
give
a
me
custom,
the gallon bag.
Yeah. Just give me that. And he had a red hard rubber, Cardinal hard rubber, 42 Waterman safety. Beautiful, beautiful pen. 554, 14 karat solid gold Waterman. In an unusual pattern. I said, well, yeah, I'll just take those two for these two.
Did he torture
and a dip pen. He
a
did
dip pen, yeah.
A dip pen, right. Yeah, the Leroy Fairchild.
I think I yelled at him for that. I'm not sure.
It was nice, you know.
I don't care. It's a dip pen.
So, you know, it was all in good fun, right?
Well, except that, you know, you were doing that on Friday, and then Saturday morning we were having breakfast and we saw him pacing. He was on the phone and talking to somebody. I have no idea who. And I looked over to Brian and I said, George is on the phone selling off his entire collection so he can buy that damn pen. Because he's pacing and he's kind of looking around and he's talking. And I was just teasing Brian that, yeah, George is selling his collection. I don't care. Sell it all now. I need the money.
So – after dinner, we'll come back to that in just a sec. So after dinner, we chat, and it turns out George is a trumpet player, and I used to play trumpet in college and in high school, and so that was cool. We get to talk about that. And,
oh, it was great to get to know him.
Yeah, absolutely. Super. We had some interesting conversations.
I still don't understand the concept of theoretical math. To me, that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, there was something about if you cut an orange in half, that makes three halves. I don't know. I don't get that. So.
Well, that's why he does that, and I.
Absolutely. I do zeros and ones. That's all I know. So after dinner, we cut out. We're talking so long that it's like what, a half an hour before
the auction.
Actually, I think it was even 15 minutes maybe, because we got to there's a dessert party, which is right down the hall from the auction room, and so we get there and like most of the goodies are gone. And we grab a couple, get in,
cream
get
puffs
a seat.
Were good.
Yeah, cream puffs are always good, man.
Yeah. We get a seat.
So we get a seat. Lisa and Jonathan Velli are helping out at the front again. So they're like now the new.
we're the A team.
We're the A team for everybody.
Yep.
And so George and I are sitting kind of in the back. And normally I sit in the front, but he's like, you know, I kind of like to see
who's bidding.
And I thought, oh, that's cool. I'll try that, you know. And the room was packed.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Oh my goodness.
It was great.
I don't know that I've seen a Raleigh auction that full in a while. So, Joe Nemechek is there. He's doing the walk, you know, down the aisle.
Sectioning down the aisle.
Yeah, Terry and Ben's, they're holding stuff up. But before the auction, so they've got coffee there. And that's when I finally got a chance to go through this gallon bag of parts. And Joe's like, well, you know, what do you want? He says, I have to leave early tomorrow morning. So let's take a look and see, you know, see if there's anything that you want. And I'm looking through and he's got these three Aiken Lamberts. Okay.
Oh, see, now he's just a bad boy. He knows your weakness.
he must save this stuff. He just like pulls it out. It's like ammo. It's like. And he had told me he had
pulling
one
out
of them.
The big guns.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got three of them that have original paper labels on them. They've got model numbers. They have prices on them. But none of them have caps.
How about nibs?
One of them did not have a nib. But one of them that did have a nib is an Aiken Safety. The big one, the full size model. Now, come on. These things These are hard to find. Very, very, very hard to find with or without the paper label. I mean, that's over the top. Now, the beauty of it is, I'm just going to go out flat out and show it to you right here. Here it is. See, look at that. It's got the original paper label on it.
So obviously you did some kind of deal.
Okay.
And I'm up at the front working and getting ready and showing the pens and working with Ben and working with John and you are unsupervised and that is a bad thing.
Well, here's the thing.
All right.
I'm having a blast with this. And then he says to me, he says, listen, I don't want to be a pest. He says, but is there any way you want to get rid of those two Watermans?
We could trade him a child.
He didn't want that. I tried. No. And then he turned everything on its head. And he made me this completely ridiculous offer. And I'm just like, and I'm sweating. I mean, it was like, oh my God, Lisa's going to kill me if I don't take this deal. But I'm getting pens without caps. And then, of course, there was money involved. And then it was like, well, okay, I don't need the nib. So I got like a nib out of the deal. And I'm like, oh my, he's like, And then he says those words that you hate to hear someone say is, I'm only offering this once.
He's smart.
And I'm like, oh, shit. So we made the deal. He got the two Watermans, and I'm so happy that he got them for his collection. They're very early pens.
Yeah.
Hopefully
they went
someday
to a good home.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine them going to a better home.
Yeah. But for the record, George, Brian was like sort of happy, sort of sad.
I was kind of a mess for about the next 12 hours.
You were like, I wasn't sure if you were going to like click your heels or cry.
So I got to show you what ended up in my hand. So, I mean, these are cool. Now these are very early eyedroppers. We got one here, These are mercantile pens. This pen was $2. This is the model 3A apparently. So I mean, getting the nib is no big deal. Getting the cap, well, that may be another matter altogether.
So I have that on a podcast that getting the nib is no big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal. All right. Yeah, I probably have a nib for that. This is a model number 1A. This was $1.50, and this has the early Aiken nib, which has the breather hole, but the slit in the nib does not go all the way to the breather hole.
That's weird.
It's very, very, very early nib. I think they're very cool. And then, of course, as I showed, the number 2 safety, $3. And it's marked on the barrel, mercantile safety pen. It works. Now, the beauty of this, okay, so I know you guys are thinking that this is just stupid that I have a pen without a cap.
Yep.
The beauty of this is these Aiken Lambert safeties, I'm just skipping right over that, were made by Waterman. In fact, early boxes say Aiken Lambert and Company safety pen manufactured by L.E. Waterman. So this is pretty much exactly, and I have to find one, but it pretty much it's exactly the same size as a Waterman 42. So if I can find a Waterman 42 cap, I can put it on here, and I have myself, because the chasing pattern is the same. I have myself a complete pen, and this is a super, super pen. So I'm really
happy. Those are the magic words I like to hear. I will have a complete
pen.
Yes.
All right. So
auction.
This all goes down before the auction. Yeah. So 126 lots.
126, which is a lot. Normally there are about 100.
Yeah. They usually cap them at 100. And it was
interesting stuff.
Yeah, there was some interesting stuff, but there was like, sometimes there can be too much of one thing and it gets boring.
There were 12 or 15 different lots of script certs?
Yes.
And then a breather space and then more.
Well, and the funny thing was, is at some point, like, they all had reserves.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them had reserves. And at some point, and they were all, like, the reserve was all around like $25. So at some point, in Spear Bob was there with his wife, and he was buying most of them. And at some point, it was just like,
after the third one.
Yeah, Bob, 25.
We'd start at like $10 and it'd go 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
Some of them would stall at 20. And if Spear Bob was the high bidder, well, the reserve's 25. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Sure. And after about the third one, they would just, if it kind of stalled around $10 or $15, it'd be like, Bob, reserve's 25. Do you want it? I managed to snag a couple.
Auction number 1A.
Well,
bidder number 1A.
We managed to score bidder number one, but I'm in the front and Brian is in the back with George, torturing each other. And so I decided to make my own number, which always amuses the auctioneers. And so randomly I'm like just holding up my number and I'm 1A. Awesome.
Well, you got, the thing is we didn't get a chance to look these over beforehand.
I looked while I was handing them out.
Well, what was in the case, though? We didn't get to look to see what was in the case.
Yeah.
But I still have those pictures on my phone. So I'm like, as the auctions are going on, I'm scrolling through the phone. I'm, you know, trying to blow up the picture, see, okay, do we have that one? What does it look like? Lisa's just like, yeah, 35, 30, 35.
I don't think I went higher than 35 on this. I mean, it's a beautiful set.
Yeah, show them off.
The brocade, the Lady Schaefer script cert set, they're clipless. I have almost everyone. I won't say everyone. I think I might be missing one. But this was in really great shape. And often you'll find, you can't really see it, often you'll find that the brilliance, little faux diamonds, get gray and cloudy. And these were in excellent shape. And it's still got the markings. Let's see if you can see it on the section.
Oh, it does. Cool.
Yeah. So it's $15 apparently.
Holy smokes.
Those were nice. I got the white, I got a gold one. And that was what's that with the red section.
Don't they all have red sections?
No, they don't.
Hmm.
And then I got a tweed. So I'm not sure. I know a couple of
them. The red section.
With the red section. The first one didn't. black. So anyway,
okay, so was it red and black, or were there any other colors?
I'll have to go through my collection and look. I don't know. I buy them, I put them in the case. But I managed to score a couple of those, and that was fun. You won a couple things.
It should be noted that Lisa won more than I did at the auction.
But my dollar amount was slightly less than yours.
Part of what I bought was for resale.
You bought a pencil.
All right, now come on. You got to admit, check it out. Okay? Yeah, you barely see it.
I'm checking out a pencil.
And you're talking. Sterling silver, chased pattern, or some people call it the snail pattern.
John Veeley said it was a nice pencil.
Yeah, it's an unmarked. It's very very slender. Mechanism still works. It's a really, really attractive item. And I told myself, I said, you know what, if this thing goes beyond $50, there's just no way. You know, I'm not going to go that for a pencil.
John said you got a good deal. The pencil guy said you got a good deal.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was $35. So, you know, we were like, awesome.
Right.
So that and then I accidentally won another lot.
I noticed that. John and I were looking at each other like, what?
Well, I'm gonna take one for the team here and just say this is what happens when you don't inspect items before the auction, right? Now, you do have some time. Okay. In some auctions, typically Terry's auctions, they walk down the aisle. You do have a chance to very quickly inspect the pan, check out the nib, whatever. You don't have more than, really, you don't have more than 10, 15 seconds. So there's a lot of two snorkels. One's blue with a gold fill cap, crest model. And the other one is green, both with palladium nibs. Well, you know, guess what? Both of the caps are wrong. And I did pay more than I should have. But there was no alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Or much. We had a glass of wine at dinner. But
yeah, that's it.
They're in decent shape. I'll be able to make something out of them. But, you know, always, if you can, inspect the lots beforehand. So
yeah. So that was Saturday.
That was kind of the auction.
And then Sunday. I left my phone in the ballroom. So we had to get in there and
hunt down Ben.
Yep. That was entertaining. And then Sunday, we got up early again, had breakfast. I had a PCA meeting with my vice president, so that was good. Ron and I, and then Brian and Robin. So it was interesting.
We were kind of twiddling our thumbs.
You guys contributed. We had a good conversation that went well. Went back into the room. It's so nice to not have breakdown. So you just go in. And it's all ready to go. You just take the cloth off, and you're in business. Decent traffic for a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Quite pleased with that. Since I didn't really buy much in the way of the auction, I had seen a pen on Rob Bader's table, and I was gonna get it first thing in the morning, and before we even got in the room. We had discovered he was gone.
He'd already gone, yeah.
Like, oh, Rob, you're killing me. Yep. So we'll have to see him. I don't know if he's going to be in Boston or probably.
He'll be in D.C. He won't go to Miami, I don't think.
He won't go to Miami? Oh, crap. Probably not. Well, we'll see if I can get it. I probably could, yeah. Yeah, he had a killer pen. I won't tell you what it is because I'll save that for another episode. But yep. He was gone, so that was it. And actually, and this is the funny thing. And some people are going to roll their eyes. I did not purchase a single complete pen in Rahway.
I wouldn't brag about that. I bought a bunch of tire parts.
I tried. I really, really tried, man. I did manage to pick up some cool pens in the afternoon on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm really tempted by these because you know how much I like blue pens.
You're going to keep the Lamy?
Blue Lamy Studio.
Doesn't it have a fine nib?
It's got a medium nib.
All right, because I was going to say, don't make me start another poll. Oh, hey, for the record, I gave Brian the Aurora 88. Just for those of you keeping track.
Yeah, she did. She did give me the pen. I need to actually fill it now because you gave it to me and it was empty.
Well, yeah, because it's a tire pen. What am I going to do with a tire pen? I just like to win. I just wanted the validation.
You didn't win. You creamed me. Is what
came up
to me. Well, I also got this, and I bought these for, you know, to put on the table. This is a Parker, and I'm not familiar with this particular model, but we have roller balls in this. And I just thought this was a very smart looking pen. Very nice looking pen.
We had a couple and we sold them. So we may have to take back one of the roller balls and keep the set.
Yeah, I don't know what model it is. It's just a really...
Is that a fine nib?
No.
Oh, rats. Strike two.
All
right, well, I got some stuff on my desk that's so awesome.
It is. So Sunday was real good traffic, and
we packed up. We usually end up having it takes us a while to pack up, and we sort of have a pseudo contest with Ron and Robin Zorn. They seem to end up packing up about the same time we do, and so the two vehicles are kind of end to end, and we're both loading and. It looks like ours, I mean, we have a ton of stuff, so it looks like it would take longer, but man, they fit some big pieces into that little car. Yep. And it turns out Ron used to work for UPS. And so man, does that man knows how to pack a car.
Yeah. So I guess we should mention, there's a funny story. So we have our display cases that the notepads stay in, right? So we've been putting them
angled.
And they're angled. And we've been putting them in, you know, the way they sit on the table. And inevitably, the last four or five shows, we open the back up and they fall out.
Because you stop or
yeah, and then down. They just go shooting out the back. And Ron's like, you know, busy packing stuff up. He looks over, he goes, well, you ought to tip those on the back upside down and flip it around.
And we used to do that. I don't know why we stopped.
We looked at each other like that was like,
duh.
So.
Yeah. So thanks, Ron. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. We left. We had great weather going home. Mm-hmm. There was apparently a big, big storm that everybody was worried about. We had a little rain, but I don't recall anything major.
I think it was going east as fast as we were going west. So
yeah, we had the moonroof open part of the time. We did pull over to sleep for a little bit, which is rare for us. Stopped for a quick break here and there. Got home around 2:30.
Took a nap.
Yeah, we always do. Did we do any good food on the way back?
No, a lot of fast food.
Scary McDonald's.
Yeah.
Very scary.
No Panera this time.
No. So we got to save up our free drink for next time.
There we go.
Yep.
So that was Raleigh.
Yeah, but we came home, and like I said, my mom's here. We have my our daughter's graduation, and... our son started his new job today, so it's just been busy, busy, busy. And then next week is show prep for Boston.
Yeah, so we don't really get much time off. Boston show, June 14th through the 16th.
Yep.
And this will be our first time going. I understand it's could be an interesting show, so... It's Father's Day weekend, which means some guy here in the room gets a pen.
Ooh. So that'll be a good show.
Wait a minute. I get a pen in every show.
What's your point? I don't understand the point.
Yeah. So does that mean I get two pens? Because I get a pen for the show and I get a pen for...
It depends.
Depends on how expensive pen number one is?
Yeah, usually.
All right, so stay tuned for details on that. We'll talk about that this weekend, probably.
Sunday, yep.
So we got a couple. We have quite a few new things on the website we thought we'd mention.
Throw at you. Some awesome. We are so excited about some of this.
Yes.
I don't know where to start.
You start. You take the first one.
All right. Waterman,
two, three, four,
and
five.
Parker, Inc.
Hallelujah.
Finally, don't ask. Waterman and Parker, Inc. So you'll recognize the box. Mike Beiler, if you're out there, yes, it does.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
So Waterman and Parker came in. We actually got them in on Wednesday, and I packed up most of what we ended up getting in. Some of it didn't even arrive yet, and a lot of it's gone. So we'll get that up on the web in the next day or two.
I'm very close to having it ready tonight, okay. But we'll see. But so then, you know, I know a lot of people only use Waterman ink, and so now we have.
We've had requests over the years, and at shows people always ask, but I was blown away by how fast some of it went.
Yeah, it's very popular.
So, yep. So, awesome.
Glad we could get it for you.
Yep, and for us, because I'm going to play with it.
Well, you know, and along with ink means that we get pens too.
I know. So
this is we got the Parker IM, and we got a couple different versions, the metal versions. I got this one here. It's a gunmetal dark gray finish, and it's got a nice kind of a grid pattern on it. Steel nib, of course, but
nice writer
section. Yeah, it's for the price, it's a really super pen. I'm really impressed with it. So there are three versions of that. We've got one, another grid. It's got a little different pattern, but it's got a silver cap and the dark gray barrel.
Yep, and pretty then, stuff.
Another cool all metal version. It's got another different pattern on it. So nice pens. Probably do a review hopefully sometime soon, you know, when we have all our free time. And we started picking up a couple of the Sonnets, which I've been very pleased. I've had this guy right here. This is stainless steel with the gold fill trim. I had this in my pocket since Wednesday night, and really a super pen, writing pen.
In the same shirt?
What do you mean in the same shirt?
You said you've had it in your pocket since Wednesday.
No, not in the same shirt.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Silly. Lisa's got this one.
Stunning.
It's really pretty. So I mean, we actually had about a 20-minute discussion about whether or not, I mean, we both liked it so much. You're like, well, we need testers, so you get a fine and I get a medium. Like,
no. Yeah, gorgeous. It's amazingly beautiful in person. Yep. In the hand, it's phenomenal.
It's really a deep color.
Yep. So those are the Parker pens, and then we got Waterman.
Yeah, we got Waterman, and it was really hard to pick. Just a few. We started out with the Perspective, which I thought was kind of an interesting pen. This is the blue, which is really a cool color.
Yep, it's a nice shape. It's a good weight in the hand.
Nice big nib too.
Yep. The light blue and the silver have a really pretty kind of a grid pattern.
Yeah, they have an interesting pattern.
Yep.
Kind of cool pens. I really
very pretty color. It's
here's the silver.
Yeah. The blue is really pretty in person.
Yeah, you can't really see the pattern here on the video, but nice pens. I one of my very, very first pens. My first user pen actually was a Waterman Hemisphere, and I still have it. And,
yep.
Good pens. We're pleased with those. We did pick up some interesting pens in Raleigh that are no longer made that we're going to be offering. These are new old stock. This one is
killer.
Stunning. This is the Parker Sonnet. Again, this is the sterling silver version with the 18-karat nib. Fougere pattern.
Yeah, pronounce that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Please. I don't know.
I don't know French, but really a pretty pen. We just got a couple of those. I'm tempted to keep one for myself, but that's just
Father's Day's coming.
Father's Day's coming. So we have that, and then this. I couldn't believe this just kind of fell into our lap. New old stock. This is. You don't know what the heck I'm holding up here. The box. This is the limited edition Vanishing Point that was
no longer available.
No longer available this year. The charcoal marble gray.
Beautiful pen.
So it's really nice.
We scored a couple of those.
And hopefully those will be up soon.
A couple things came in the mail while we were gone.
Which is always unfortunate because you inevitably you get someone say, "Hey, well, do you have this?" I'm like, "Well, You know, it's at my front door right now. That doesn't help you out. So,
well, my my Tyrannus arrived today.
Ooh!
I know, finally. So I got my.
I got the gold, the wine and with the gold.
Yep, the wine with the gold. Pretty, pretty pen. But on Friday, we received. I'm going to keep these in plastic. One, it's a little black notebook. Anybody know what that is?
Yeah, oh. Anybody have any idea what that could be?
Well, they come in lined. They come in three different sizes.
Lined, grid, and blank.
Plain, Twisby notebooks. Awesome. Insert, where's the crowd cheer?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the cheer.
Twisby notebooks finally came. They've gotten some really great reviews. We are so excited to have them.
Yeah, the small ones are, I noticed they're perforated.
Awesome.
And they all have in the back, they have a built-in integrated pocket.
That's
of
a
Of course,
cool
they
feature.
Have a they have an elastic band that you can keep them shut. So,
Nicely done.
Nice covers. The paper looks good. So those are those probably end up will be on the website tonight. So
yep. And
what else? We got some more stuff. We got all sorts of stuff this week.
We just got in. We've been waiting for this for 6 months, like literally 6 months. Stipula ink in musk green and sepia. Finally. So that'll be up in the next day or two. We've gotten sepia in a couple times, but it sells out before we can even put it on the website.
Right.
And the same with the musk green. So we'll get that up. Great colors. That green is just really cool. And the sepia is a real pretty brown. So I'm thrilled, excited, awesome to have.
I do believe that. Does that complete the stipula line then?
I think so.
Okay.
It does.
Good. Well, I'm happy because we never have that stinking ink in for me to take a picture of it. We buy it at the show from the Yaffa rep, the Stipula rep,
and then we put it on the table and it's gone.
Yeah.
So. All right. What's that?
You got some shout outs this week.
We do. We have some fun ones. First one is to George, of course. We had the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, the shows are about the people. And so it was awesome to get to know him, and we had a good time, and he's a, you know, for his age, he is incredibly mature and super tall. So funny. He's got a great sense of humor. I thought it was great that you guys had trumpets in common, and we just had a blast. John Veely, we buy him a beer every show, or we offer him a beer for a deal he worked out with us. And he and I have the best time up at the auction table. He made me laugh so hard.
Well, they had to stop the auction. Yes, folks. Lisa laughed so hard they had to stop a 126-lot auction with a completely filled room.
Oh, my God. I blame John. It was his fault.
It takes a lot to catch Terry off guard.
It does. Man, that man is unflappable, but... When two of his volunteers are misbehaving, I guess he had to wait for the children to be good again. So I finally got it under control. We kept going. I didn't think anybody noticed.
No, nobody noticed at all.
All right, a big shout out to Charlene, her husband Lawrence, brought her to the show. I'm not sure if she went willingly or not. But apparently he made a point to tell us that he forces her to listen to the podcasts with him. So I don't know if it's really quality time if you make your spouse do it, but I think she was just kind of, you know, that's nice, dear. But I told her I'd give her a shout out to her for putting up with, I guess, the rest of the three of us. A shout out to Richard S., who we saw every day at the show. And Lindsay talked to you, somebody named Lindsay, and apparently we just crack her up.
Yeah, yeah. She comes up, she's just smiling. She's like, you guys crack me up.
So, Lindsay.
She was funny.
What's up, girl? who else? Craig and his family. Now, there is a geekophile. He brought his wife, his daughter, it was either his sister or his sister-in-law, and his mother. And every one of them bought something. And every, like, his wife and his daughter were buying him a Father's Day present. And so, Craig, I hope you like that. And his mother was buying him a present. And then Craig bought, which was awesome, Craig bought all of his daughter's teachers a pen and ink. Not all of it from us, but I love that, that he's sharing the hobby and all that. So that was great. Always, always awesome to see Johnny, Joyce, and Janie, their granddaughter Janie. And we've seen them now for the last 3 years, and Janie keeps growing and growing, and she is just beautiful and so sweet and
she's
funny.
Got the best birthday.
Well, it's the same as yours.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Always great to see them. It's almost like a second family with some of these people who we see, you know, once a year, twice a year. You get caught up on, you know, how's the mom? How are the kids? How are whatever? You know, we see Bob and Anna Scott, who were at the show, and we've watched their granddaughter, little Anna, grow up from the time she was like 4 or 5, and she's a teenager now. So it's just so awesome to see everybody. And a shout out to Erica and Ulysses. Had a great chat with them in the hallway about Columbus and shows, and we just had a really good
time. They were cool. They kept coming back to the table, and you made some joke about stalking, and
they seemed okay with that.
And we can't forget Mike and Audrey, Inkdependence.
Oh yeah, it was awesome to see. Man, they are funny.
Yeah, and I think this is maybe like one of the only shows he goes to. So
yeah. And what is it Audrey does? She
has a blog devoted to nail polish.
That's cool. But doesn't she do something scientific in real life?
Yeah, she's like some biochemist or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like she and George could talk theoretical biohazard or something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I was clearly out-scienced there. But there, it's always great to see them. And Aubrey and Jonathan.
Yep.
It was really a shame to not see Andy and Chad. So Andy,
I was looking forward to that. So I hope she's doing okay.
And Elizabeth from No Pen Intended.
Mm-hmm.
Great
to
hang with her. Yeah. So we had a good time.
So cool.
Good to see the peeps.
And of course, thanks to everyone in the chat.
Absolutely.
And anything else? That pretty much wraps it up for this week, huh?
Yeah, I don't think we left any food out, did we? Because, you know, everybody likes the food channel.
Everybody likes the food channel. That's the eggs. We didn't actually say what we ate at the at dinner Saturday night. But
oh, I had phenomenal pasta. Did I have pasta or did you have pasta?
You had pasta. I had this fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. You and George both have the same thing.
With mashed potatoes and green beans. And then we had barbecue wings for an appetizer.
That's right. Really yeah. No, I had salmon. I couldn't decide. My pasta was phenomenal. Yeah. So
looked good. There was not a drop of anything on anybody's plate by the time we were
there. No, it was wonderful. So other than that, I think we're done.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you on Sunday.
Yep. Bye, Mom.
Bye.